Page 115. Chapter 57. How Sir Dinadan met with Sir Tristram, and with jousting with Sir Palomides, Sir Dinadan knew him. Then after that Sir Dinadan departed and rode his way a great pace until he had overtaken Sir Tristram. And when Sir Dinadan had overtaken him, he knew him anon, and he hated the fellowship of him above all other knights. "Ah," said Sir Dinadan, "art thou that coward knight that I met with yesterday? Keep thee, for thou shalt joust with me, maugre thy head." "Well," said Sir Tristram, "and I am loath to joust." And so they let their horses run, and Sir Tristram missed of him a purpose, and Sir Dinadan brake a spear upon Sir Tristram, and therewith Sir Dinadan dressed him to draw out his sword. "Not so," said Sir Tristram, "why are ye so wroth? I will not fight." "Fie on thee, coward," said Sir Dinadan, "thou shamest all knights." "As for that," said Sir Tristram, "I cannot, for I will wait upon you and be under your protection, for because ye are so good a knight, ye may save me." "The devil deliver me of thee," said Sir Dinadan, "for thou art as goodly a man of arms and of thy person as ever I saw, and the most coward that ever I saw. What wilt thou do with these great spears that thou carriest with thee?" "I shall give them," said Sir Tristram, "to some good knight when I shall come to the tournament, and if I see you do best, I shall give them to you." So thus as they rode talking, they saw there came an errant knight afore them, that dressed him to joust. "Lo," said Sir Tristram, "yonder is one will joust, now dress thee to him." "Ah, shame betide thee," said Sir Dinadan. "Nay, not so," said Sir Tristram, "for that knight beseemeth a shrew." Page 116. "Then shall I," said Sir Dinadan. And so they dressed their shields and their spears, and they met together so hard that the other knight smote down Sir Dinadan from his horse. "Lo," said Sir Tristram, "it had been better ye had left." "Fie on thee, coward," said Sir Dinadan. Then Sir Dinadan start up and gat his sword in his hand and proffered to do battle on foot. "Whether in love or in wrath," said the other knight. "Let us do battle in love," said Sir Dinadan. "What is your name?" said the knight. "I pray you tell me." "Witty well, my name is Sir Dinadan." "Ah, Dinadan," said the knight, "and my name is Gareth, the younger brother, the youngest brother unto Sir Gawain." Then either made of the other great cheer, for this Gareth was the best knight of all those brethren, and he proved a good knight. Then they took their horses, and there they spake of Sir Tristram, how such a coward he was, and every word Sir Tristram heard and laughed them to scorn. Then were they where came a knight afore them all, well horsed and well armed, and he made ready to joust. "Fair knight," said Sir Tristram, "look betwixt you who shall joist with yonder knight, for I warn you I will not have ado with him." "Then shall I," said Sir Gareth. And so they encountered together, and there that knight smote down Sir Gareth over his horse's croup. "How now," said Sir Tristram unto Sir Dinadan, "dress thee now and revenge that good knight, Gareth." "That shall I not," said Sir Dinadan, "for he hath stricken down a much bigger knight than I am." "Ah," said Sir Tristram, "now, Sir Dinadan, I see and feel well your heart faileth you. Therefore now shall ye see what I shall do." And then Sir Tristram hurtled unto that knight and smote him quite from his horse. And when Sir Dinadan saw that, he marvelled greatly. Then he deemed that it was Sir Tristram. Page 117. Then this knight that was on foot pulled out his sword to do battle. "What is your name?" said Sir Tristram. "Witty well," said the knight, "my name is Sir Palomides." "What knight hate ye most?" said Sir Tristram. "Sir knight," said he, "I hate Sir Tristram to the death. For and I may meet him, the one of us shall die." "Ye say well," said Sir Tristram, "and wit ye well that I am Sir Tristram de Lioness, and now do your worst." When Sir Palomides heard him say so, he was astonied, and then he said, "I pray you, Sir Tristram, forgive me all mine evil will, and if I live I shall do service above all other knights that be living, and thereas I have owed you evil, will me sore repenteth. I wot not what aileth me, for meseemeth that ye are a good knight, and none other knight that named himself a good knight should not hate you. Therefore I require you, Sir Tristram, take no displeasure at mine unkind words." "Sir Palomides," said Sir Tristram, "ye say well, and well I wot ye are a good knight, for I have seen you proved, and many great enterprises have ye taken upon, and well achieved them. Therefore, said Sir Tristram, an ye have any evil will to me, now may ye write it, for I am ready at your hand. Not so, my lord, Sir Tristram, I will do you knightly service in all things, as ye will command. And right so I will take you, said Sir Tristram. And so they rode forth on their ways, talking of many things. O my lord, Sir Tristram, said Dinadan, foul have ye mocked me, for God knoweth, I came into this country for your sake, and by the advice of my lord Sir Launcelot, and you would not, Sir Launcelot, tell me the certainty of you, where I should find you. Truly, said Sir Tristram, Sir Launcelot wist well where I was, for I bode within his own castle. Page 118. Chapter 58. How they approach the castle Lonazep, and of other devices, of the death of Sir Lamorak. Thus they rode until they were ware of the castle Lonazep, and then they were there ware of 400 tents and pavilions, and marvellous great ordnance. Ordnance, battle array. Return to text. So God help me, said Sir Tristram, yonder I see the greatest ordnance that I ever saw. Sir, said Palomides, meseemeth that there was as great an ordnance at the castle of maidens upon the rock, where ye won the prize, for I saw myself where ye forjousted 30 knights. Sir, said Dinadan, and in Saluz at that tournament, that Galahoe of the Long Isles made, that which there dured 7 days, was as great a gathering as is here, for there were many nations. Who was the best? Said Sir Tristram. Sir, it was Sir Launcelot du Lake, and the noble knight Sir Lamorak de Gales, and Sir Launcelot won the degree. I doubt not, said Sir Tristram, that he won the degree, so he had not been overmatched with many knights. And of the death of Sir Lamorak, said Sir Tristram, it was over great pity, for I dare say he was the cleanest mighted man, and the best winded of his age that was ever alive. Cleanest mighted, strongest. Return to text. For I knew him that he was the biggest knight that ever I met withal, but if it were Sir Launcelot. Alas, said Sir Tristram, full woe is me for his death, and if they were not the cousins of my lord Arthur that slew him, they should die for it, and all those that were consenting to his death. And for such things, said Sir Tristram, I fear to draw into the court of my lord Arthur. I will that ye wit it, said Sir Tristram unto Gareth. Sir, I blame you not, said Gareth, for well I understand the vengeance of my brethren Sir Gawain, Agravaine, Gaheris, and Mordred. But as for me, said Sir Gareth, I meddle not of their matters, therefore there is none of them that loveth me. Page 119. And for I understand they be murderers of good knights, I left their company. And God would I had been by, said Sir Gareth, when the noble knight Sir Lamorak was slain. Now is Jesus be my help, said Sir Tristram. It is well said for you, for I had liever than all the gold betwixt this and Rome, I had been there. I wis, said Palomides, and so would I had been there, and yet I had never the degree at no jousts nor tournament there as he was. But he put me to the worse, or on foot or on horseback. And that day that he was slain, he did the most deeds of arms that ever I saw knight do in all my life days. And when him was given the degree by my lord Arthur, Sir Gawain and his three brethren, Agravaine, Gaheris, and Sir Mordred, set upon Sir Lamorak in a privy place, and there they slew his horse. And so they fought with him on foot more than 3 hours, both before him and behind him. And Sir Mordred gave him his death's wound behind him at his back, and all to hew him, for one of his squires told me that saw it. Fie upon treason, said Sir Tristram, for it killeth my heart to hear this tale. So it doth mine, said Gareth, brethren as they be mine, I shall never love them, nor draw in their fellowship for that deed. Now speak we of other deeds, said Sir Palomides, and let him be, for his life he may not get out. For his life ye may not get again. That is the more pity, said Sir Dinadan, for Sir Gawain and his brethren, except you, Sir Gareth, hateth all good knights of the Round Table for the most part, for well I wot as they might. Note 1. Return to text. Privily, they hate my lord Sir Launcelot and all his kin, and great privy despite they have at him, and that is my lord Sir Launcelot well aware of, and that causeth him to have the good knights of his kin about him. Page 120. Chapter 59. How they came to Humber Bank, and how they found a ship there, wherein lay the body of King Ermance. "Sir," said Palomides, "let us leave of this matter, and let us see how we shall do at this tournament." "But mine advice," said Palomides, "let us fall whole together against all that will come." "Not by my counsel," said Sir Tristram, "for I see by their pavilions there will be 400 knights, and doubt he not," said Sir Tristram, "but there will be many good knights, and be a man never so valiant nor so big, yet he may be overmatched, and so have I seen knights do many times. And when they weened best to have one worship, they lost it, for manhood is not worth but if it be meddled with wisdom. And as for me," said Sir Tristram, "it may happen I shall keep mine own head as well as another." So thus they rode until they came to Humber Bank, where they heard a cry and a doleful noise. Then were they ware in the wind that where came a rich vessel, hilled over with red silk, and the vessel landed fast by them. Therewith Sir Tristram alit and his knights, and so Sir Tristram went afore and entered into that vessel. And when he came within, he saw a fair bed richly covered, and thereupon lay a dead seemly knight, all armed save the head, was all bebled, with deadly wounds upon him, the which seemed to be a passing good knight. "How may this be," said Sir Tristram, "that this knight is thus slain?" Then Sir Tristram was ware of a letter in the dead knight's hand. "Master mariner," said Sir Tristram, "what meaneth that letter?" "Sir," said they, "in that letter ye shall hear and know how he was slain, and for what cause, and for what his name." "But, sir," said the mariners, "wit ye well that no man shall take that letter and read it, but if he be a good knight, and that he will faithfully promise to revenge his death, else shall there be no knight see that letter open." Page 121. "Wit ye well," said Sir Tristram, "that some of us may revenge his death as well as other, and if it be so, as ye mariners say, his death shall be revenged." And herewith Sir Tristram took the letter out of the knight's hand, and it said thus: "Ermance, King and Lord of the Red City, I send unto all knights errant, recommending unto you noble knights of Arthur's court. I beseech them all among them to find one knight that will fight for my sake, with two brethren that I brought up of naught, and feloniously and traitorly they have slain me. Wherefore I beseech one good knight to revenge my death, and he that revenged my death, I will that he have my Red City and all my castles." "Sir," said the mariners, "wit ye well this king and knight there that here lieth was a full worshipful man, and a full great prowess, and full well he loved all manner knights errants." "So God help me," said Sir Tristram, "here is a piteous case, and full fain would I take this enterprise upon me, but I have made such a promise that needs I must be at this great tournament, or else I am shamed. For well I wot for my sake in special, my lord Arthur, let make this jousts and tournaments in this country, and well I wot that many worshipful people will be there at that tournament for to see me. Therefore I fear for me to take this enterprise upon me, that I shall not come again by time to this jousts." "Sir," said Palomides, "I pray you give me this enterprise, and ye shall see me achieve it worshipfully, other else I shall die in this quarrel." "Well," said Sir Tristram, "and this enterprise I give you, with this, that ye be with me at this tournament, that shall be as this day seven night." "Sir," said Palomides, "I promise you that I shall be with you by that day, if I be unslain or unmaimed."